I'm Carol Hills, and this is The World. Thanks for joining us on this Friday. Stories of migrants trying to reach the U.S. have dominated the headlines for months this year. Most have focused on the caravans making their way north from Central America to Tijuana. Thousands of people are there now, waiting to apply for asylum in the U.S. But not all migrants decide to go that route. Today, we begin the show with a story of one family who tried to cross illegally in New Mexico. It's a story that's difficult to hear, and it starts with this grim announcement from the U.S. Border Patrol. They said yesterday that a 7-year-old girl from Guatemala had died last week while in Border Patrol custody. The girl had entered the U.S. from Mexico with her father and a large group of other migrants. They were in the desert in southern New Mexico, and first responders reportedly believe the girl had gone days without drinking water or eating. Hundreds of migrants die each year after crossing into the U.S. In a sense, it's an old story, but the toll fluctuates greatly in response to a number of factors. Doris Meissner knows them well. In the 1990s, she was commissioner of the Immigration and Naturalization Service, which included Border Patrol. She's now a U.S. policy expert at the Migration Policy Institute. I asked her today if the U.S. policy of limiting the number of migrants who can seek asylum at the border each day, in effect, encourages migrants to take enormous risks to cross through the desert.
Yes, I do. I do believe that the statements that the Department of Homeland Security is making in response to this incident, but also more broadly with the asylum policies and enforcement reactions that have been put into place, are very much contributing to these circumstances. Their government is saying you should cross legally. That's what's been said in response to this particular death. Come to the ports of entry, but they have made no provisions at the ports of entry to actually handle anything close to the numbers of people that are seeking entry. So the longer that that's the case, that just a handful of people are permitted to actually present their claims on a daily basis and at very limited numbers of ports of entry, and even then the ports of entry that sometimes accept claims on other days announce that they're unable to accept claims, this is all contributing to circumstances that encourage crossing in the more dangerous places.
Just to be clear, if migrants enter the U.S. at unofficial spots, simply cross a border somewhere, the crossing is illegal, but they can and are legally allowed to seek asylum once they are in the U.S. Isn't that true?
That is true, although this administration is trying to change that. But until they do and until it's upheld, it is true that once people are in the United States, they have the right to ask for asylum.
When you were commissioner in the 1990s, was the impact on migrant safety a consideration in designing border infrastructure and practices?
Well, absolutely. Now, I will have to say that it became a consideration as a result of seeing what was happening. I mean, the circumstances in the 1990s were that there were essentially four crossing corridors, they were called, where people were entering the country. And the Border Patrol at that time felt that if you could really reduce crossings in those corridors and prevent people from entering at all, that that would basically bring about border control. The reason that they believed that was because most of the rest of the border was remote and hostile territory from a crossing standpoint. But of course, what happened was that people did begin to cross in the much more remote areas, and the fact of the danger that that presented then led to a very aggressive effort within the Border Patrol to put into place emergency measures in order to try to bring about rescue where people were in dire conditions.
Doris Meissner with the Migration Policy Institute. She's also a former commissioner of the INS. Thanks for speaking with us.
Well, thank you very much.